It is a pleasure, a real pleasure to be with you. Like I say, not only seeing the little ones grow up, but seeing your faces and smiling faces, I just really rejoice in that. Let me open in prayer first. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for how you minister to us, how your Holy Spirit ministers to us, and you're calling us to life and life more abundant. And thank you for your Holy Spirit that teaches us. And so we pray that right now that the Holy Spirit would speak to us in the way that you would have it to, and speak through me, and let it only be your words. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I came close to titling today's message, "The Only Superhero."
我差一点今天就把今天的这个信息命名为 "The Only" 这个唯一的超级英雄。
You know, imagination is not a bad thing, but it depends on what you're imagining.
想象不是一件 坏事情, 但它的确
I think it's interesting that many in the world now seem caught up in imagining themselves to be a particular superhero or looking to an idol that's one.
我认为有趣的是, 世界上许多人, 现在都似乎沉浸在想象自己是一个超级英雄, 或者将自己视为一个, 偶像。
If you're strong, you're going to think that the Hulk is going to win the day.
对, 如果你比较强壮, 像那个绿巨人一样, 那你就会, 获得这个在, 一个战斗中的胜利。
If you have an engineering mind, you might think it's Iron Man that's going to save the day.
对, 如果你是有一个工程思路的话, 你就觉得, 铁人会, 这个会, 获胜。
Or if you feel like fighting skills are what really count, then it's Shang-Chi.
如果你认为这个战斗的技巧是最重要的话, 那么, 那个善智, 就是你的超级英雄。
So I'd like us though today to imagine there's only one superhero, and that's Jesus. He is Jesus, Lord of the Universe. Now that sounds like a superhero title. And it should be Lord of the Universe.
所以我希望我们想象中只有一位超级英雄, 他就是, 宇宙的主宰, 耶稣基督。
And of course, we know with the superhero, there's always a supervillain, and there's really only one supervillain.
当然呢，我们知道一般, 我们有一个超级英雄的时候, 总会有一个 超级大反派,
He's the one trying to draw us away from God by distracting us from focusing on Him and trusting in Him.
他就是那个试图, 通过分散我们对神的注意力和对神的这个信任, 来使我们远离上帝的人。
So to set the scenario that we'll look at today, it's kind of a section of Isaiah where it tells of the Lord's judgment and actions to destroy Israel and many of the nations of the world for their wickedness.
我们要为此来设定一个情景，我们来今天来看看以赛亚书中的一个章节，他讲述了这个主的审判和行为，以毁灭以色列和世俗世界的这个邪恶为目的。
However, in the same time, Isaiah tells us that God is there, Jesus is there to save the day.
同时呢, 以赛亚也告诉, 耶稣, 在那里就是为了拯救, 拯救的这一天。
Now, if we replaced Israel with the United States, you might see a country that could be or could destroy itself as of consequences from turning away from God.
如果我们用美国来替代以色列的话，我们你可能看到会看到一个国家因为背离上帝而毁灭自己。
This is a country where if you take out one of these coins or a bill, you will find somewhere right there the phrase, "In God we trust." And you can even see it on my license plate, for that matter, if you look outside.
就是在这个国家，在美国，如果你拿出一枚硬币或者一张钞票的话，你会在那个上面的某个地方找到我们信上帝的这个话语。你也可以在我的车的这个车牌上看到这个话。
So a little history there. This was adopted by Congress during the Civil War, when America was going through some very, very hard times.
这个话印在这个钱币和钞票这句话是在美国内战时间通过的。那时候的美国正经历一些非常艰难的考验。
It's been confirmed by Congress for many, many years. And yet you may want to... Some people would seem to go to great efforts to take it off the money, take it off our motto.
这个格言在多年都是被国会的法案和各级的法院一致认可的。然而呢，现在一直有许多人，他们想尽力把这个信仰从我们的这个流通货币上给拿走。
They say, and rightly so, the model doesn't represent the ideals of most Americans.
他们或许说的没有错，因为这句格言或者座右铭并不代表大多数美国人的想法。
Some interesting suggestions is what they would change it to. One is, "Peace be to the journey."
有一些有趣的建议，比如说，应该将这个座右铭改为就是。
The reason for adopting that is what the country needs is peace, and they lack the understanding of what Christianity really proclaims, that's peace with God and each other.
他们这个建议的原因是因为这个国家需要和平，但是这些人他们缺乏对基督教真正的所宣扬的这个就是信仰的理解。 就是和与上帝和周围人的这种和平。
So do you think God cares about what our national motto is? God's not concerned about whether we say we trust in God nearly as much as whether we really do trust in God.
对，其实你认为上帝真的关心我们这个国家的这个座右铭是什么？其实上帝不关心我们说什么，也不关心我们想什么，是否相信上帝。
So back to Israel, Pastor Gary's message last week pointed to how the Jewish people in about 400 BC had come out of hard times, and they were initially coming out of that as people that wanted to do right.
对，在赵牧师上个星期的信息中，这个谈到了，就是说在 公元前400年的时候，犹太人是如何走出那个艰难时期？当初那群犹太人是热爱上帝的追随者，他们有着很好的这个信赖上帝的意愿。But
in about 165 BC, they started to gain more power in their society, and this is when they began with the Pharisees, the leaders of that society.
但是在公元前165年左右，这些人开始在社会中获得了更多的这个权利，他们开始成为了在社会中的这个领导者，也就是法利赛人。And
once they had this identity, they not only had the outward appearance, or they only had the outward appearance of following God's laws, they lost the essence of what it really means to follow God.
对，当他们成为法利赛人之后。 他们只是在外表上遵循这个律法，而在这个实际上呢，他们失去了遵循和遵守上帝的这个真谛的这个内涵。So
Isaiah's prophecies go back about 300 years before that, about 700 BC, And the first half of the books of, or the chapters of Isaiah, really are about the underlying theme of trusting God in the middle of judgment, in the middle of hard times.
对，以赛亚书的预言可以追溯到公元前700年左右。以赛亚书的前半部分有一个基本的主题哈，这个主题就是在you know, 在这个审判以色列及这个周围世俗国家的这空中来追求对上帝的信仰。
Now the Israelites claimed they trusted God, but they also trusted in other gods, little g, and they claimed they trusted God, but they also trusted in other countries.
以色列人声称他们相信上帝，但当然同时也相信那些假神啊，就是他们说他们相信上帝，但是他们也相信其他的一些世俗的国度。
Essentially, they trusted in their own themes, often to just get ahead financially by forcing the poorest people deeper and deeper into poverty and slavery.
从本质上讲，他们相信自己的这个这个一些方法是通过来压迫穷人，让穷人变得更穷困，或者是来奴役这些下等人，来在经济上获得成功。
So even those who did trust in God, they were suffering. They were taken into captivity because of the rebellious countrymen.
因此即使那些真正信靠上帝的人呢，因为他们背叛的这些法利赛人，因这些法利而受到了真正很多痛苦和束缚。
So Isaiah really wanted to encourage and challenge people in Israel to trust God with all their heart, not just on the outside.
对，以赛亚呢，就是挑战呢，就是对以色列人提出的挑战，说要他们全心全意的信奉上帝，而不仅仅是停留在表面上。
Isaiah's desire was those who heard and read his words would put their faith in God and keep it there.
以赛亚的愿望就是希望那些听过和读过神的话的人。去真正的信赖上帝，并且持久的去信靠上帝。
I've always thought that the book of Isaiah is the most New Testament book of the Old Testament.
我一直认为以赛亚书是旧约中最新的这个最代表最有新约意义的一本书。
Yeah, you see Isaiah's words repeated throughout the New Testament, and especially in Revelation.
对，你可以看，经常看到以赛亚的话在新约中，新约的书中反复出现，特别是在启示录中。
The book of Isaiah outlines Israel and the nations coming judgment, while pointing to the future hope, that would apply with the coming Messiah.
以赛亚书描述了以色列和其他列国即将到来的审判，同时指出新约。和即将到来的弥赛亚对未来的希望。
So let's look together at Isaiah 26, 1 through 9. And we're going to focus on those verses. But we're going to have some context, what was around that.
那我们今天来一起来读一下这个弥赛亚书的26章1到9节。我们来我们读这段经文的时候，同时需要考虑这段经文的上下文。
Let's look at how this historical and futuristic book can help us stay focused on the truth, no matter what happens around us.
让我们来看看这本具有历史意义和未来主义色彩的书章节，那如何帮助我们无论发生什么事情，都能始终的这个坚持真理。
Chapters 24 through 27 of Isaiah, they kind of crown the other former chapters. It breaks away from the treatment of individuals, nations, and deals with the whole world in judgment.
它就是24章到27章哈，它其实是对前面一些章节的一个有一种 怎么讲，就是一种包树的一个这个起承转合的一个作用哈，感觉因为他所说的内容就是这个所说的就是不是单单对个别国家的一个一个怎么这个评价和对待的问题，而是如何在对整个这个世界的行为做一个评判。
So God's people are not to fear His judgments, no matter how close they come, but they are to trust in God's sure salvation.
神的子民无论审判多么的接近，都不需要害怕他的审判，而是要相信神确实的救恩。
Well, look at these verses that kind of stood out to me as I was reading through Isaiah, the book.
让我们来看看这九节经文因为这些经文在我阅读以赛亚书的时候让我非常的印象深刻。
Let's keep in mind, many in the world are not blessed by the country they were born or raised in, but the consequences of their leaders. But still, people can have that joy that Isaiah is going to talk about.
我们需要值得注意的是，就是世界上有许多人并没有因为就是他们国家的领导人呢，或那些这个同胞所做的行为而受到这个国家应有的祝福哈。但是呢，他们也可以的确拥有像以赛亚书在这些章节中所谈到的这种喜乐。
So I'm going to talk about one verse at a time, and then maybe Leo will translate that. But verse number one: In that day, everyone in the land of Judah will sing this song. Our city is strong. We are surrounded by the walls of God's salvation.
Okay, 那我们就会就是来把这些章节来读一下啊。麦克老师不可能不一定会全部，但是我们可以先从一节开始就是麦克牧师读一节，我们就读一节好了。我们现在读，请大家翻到那个以赛亚书二十六章哈，一到九节，我们来读哈。Not yet. We have not read it yet. Yeah, we have not read it yet. Let's找到二十六。看，开始吧。在那日，在犹大地上必唱这歌说：我们有坚固的城。耶和华要将救恩定为城墙，为外扩。我们先一段一段，一段一段解。
I know you like to read them all together, but, but anyway, the song that's first mentioned here is for the church, and it's a song of a strong city.
就是这里提到了实际上提到了一首来自教会的一首歌曲啊，就是我们有这个经节哈。我们有一座强大的城。
And we see in Revelation 21:2, and I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
启示录二十一章二节，是这样，我又看见圣城，耶路撒冷，从那里从天而降，预备好了，如同新妇装饰给丈夫。
Now speaking of Abraham in Hebrews 11:10, for he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God.
在希伯来书十一章十节谈到亚伯拉罕，因为他期待那座有根基的城，其设计和建造者都是上帝。
This is a strong city. The strength will greatly lie in the presence of God. And his protection of it. Instead of the walls like the ones in southern United States, its walls are salvation for the people of God.
这是一座坚固的城，它的力量呢，就是来自于我们的这个全能的上帝。他对这座城市的保护呢，不是像我们在这个美国南方这个看到的那个对墨西哥建的那道城墙一样的，它的力量真实来自于对我们这个城市的保护，是来自于这个 他对我们这些信靠他子民的这种救赎。
So his concern, God's concern with his people is for their safety and security, which really flows from his love and stands not upon our works or the works of men, but on his will and his grace.
天父对我们就是我们这些子民所关心的和保障的是出自于他的爱并不是出自于我们每个人的个人的行为。是来自于这个天父的旨意和他的恩典。
So verse 2 says, open the gates to all who are righteous, allow the faithful to enter.
我们来读一下第二节哈。就是敞开城门使守信义的义民得以进入。
According to this verse, the city does have gates. The gates are actually one gate.Only one gate now, and then will be the gate that Jesus opens himself.
Yeah. 根据这个第二章这个二十六章的第二节呢，就是这座城门，这座城的确是有城门的。这个门呢，就是在过去和现在这个都是一扇打开的门，都一扇打开的门。这个门就是耶稣。
He is that gate, and faith in him will be the only way.Anyone enters the city.
对，耶稣就是那扇门，对他的信仰就是进入这座城市的唯一途径。
So you can't enter by climbing over the wall or digging under the wall. The only way to God's salvation is through the gate He provided, the Lord Jesus.
我们不能翻墙，也不能在墙下挖洞。进入这个门的唯一的途径就是上帝的救恩。就是上帝提供的这道门，也就是通过耶稣基督。
And you see that as Jesus said in John 10:9, Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come in and go freely and will find good pasture.
就是约翰福音的十章九节是这样，他说，是的，我就是门。那些通过我进来的人都会得救，他们会自由的来来去去。会找到好的牧场。
So we know from Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们从罗马书三章二十三节知道，所有人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So there won't be any in all the world, none of themselves can enter the city, not anybody from Israel, from America, from China, from any nation.
所以世界上不会有任何人，没有一个人可以自己进入这个城市，无论是来自以色列、美国、中国或者其他国家。
So it'll be only believers, and you know, in the time of Jesus, they called themselves a new nation, the people of God, and that's the only nation that will actually enter that city, that strong city.
对，就是只有耶稣的信仰者、信靠者才能进入这个城哈，在耶稣的。时代这些 信靠耶稣的人都称自己为一个新的国家这也是唯一这个信仰者可以进入的一个新的国度。
We are declared righteous when we trust in God, not because we carry around coins in our pockets that say Israel or in God we trust, only because of Jesus.
对当我们信靠上帝时我们就是被宣告为义人不是因为我们随身携带有这个印有这个就是我们信任上帝这样这样的钱币或者是说我们是以色列人我们就可以进入这个成为义人真正成为义人是要信靠耶稣基督。
We're declared righteous and we live in the strong city of faith because Jesus bore our sins on the cross so that we're actually given his righteousness.
就是我们被宣告成为义人的时候我们生活在这个信仰的这个城堡里面本是因为耶稣基督在十字架上担当了我们的罪过好让我们得到他的救恩。
But what happens when we forget, or we get distracted from trusting in the Lord. Anybody here can identify with that?
如果假设我们不专心，就是分心，不信靠耶稣的时候，会发生什么呢？大家有想过这个问题吗？
So verse 3 says, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you.
我们来读一下以赛亚的26章的3节，坚信依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他倚靠你。
So it seems this verse 3 is talking about these inhabitants of a strong city that are promised perfect peace. Now this is not an imaginary peace, this is a perfect peace.
Yeah. 从这一章节来看呢，就是说，在这个城里面居民都有完美的和平平安，而不是虚假和想象的平安。This
peace is for those whose minds are fixed on the love of God. They're rooted and grounded in that covenant and promises of God and His faithfulness.
这种平安是给那些 真正专注于天父爱的人，他深深地植根于上帝的这个约和应许，以及他的信实。So
it's laying the whole condition of their salvation on Him and His righteousness because of the blood and sacrifice of Jesus.
将他们得救的这个全部条件都放在这个神本身和他的公义上面。 因着他们而成为义人，这是因为他的血和牺牲，为我们的罪，赦免了我们的罪。So
this means even when the world is crumbling around them, and I appreciate you making possible the song "Trusting in You," because there's some really good lyrics in that.
即使在现有这个 世界有些动荡不安的这个情况中，就是我们是依然是要信靠上帝的，正如我们刚刚开始分享的这个歌一样，相信你。I
was going to repeat those for you because I wouldn't know if you were going to get that, but I'll just say that what you could hear in those lyrics was even when things don't go my way, even when you don't give me what I asked for, I'm still going to trust in you.
就是我本来想把这些歌词一句句来读一下哈，就是其实我是觉得就是说，不管我们怎么做，或者是不管我们这个做了什么或者没做什么，其实我们对神的那个信赖和信任是不应该有改变的。
The Christian has a promise of perfect peace, and it's not based on outward circumstances, but it's knowing everything will work out in the end, God's way.
基督徒有一个完全平安的应许，不是基于外在环境，而是应该知道，最终这都是会得到这个应许和实现的。
But I think first we have to have that peace with God before we have peace from God and before we can actually have peace ruling in our life.
就是说与我们和这个有点长，我try to翻译啊，这个我们，yes，就是我们与上帝的和平哈。 这句话有点难翻译，我试着翻译，就是跟我们跟上帝，来自这样，像下面，来自上帝的和平，必须，就是这个来自于神的这个平安。 是必须我们要先跟神有一个平和这个平安的这个关系，我们才能得到神的平安。然后这个上帝的 然后呢，上帝的这个平安才能够统治我们的这个心。
I'm sorry, I made that.
That's okay.
You're
a bit difficult.
But what I was trying to say is that we first have to come into this strong city of God through the gate of Jesus.
就是我们要如果我们想进入上帝的这座坚固的这个城池的话，我们必须要通过耶稣这道门。
Even there's all these distractions in life, what verse 3 is saying, those who have their eyes fixed on the Lord.
即便如此，我们都在生活中有分心的时候，这就是为什么第三节说这个会增加平安给那些思想上信靠神的人。
And so the closer we live to the God of peace, the more the peace of God will be with us.
对，既然就是说我们越靠近这个赐平安的神，我们就能越能享受神所赐的平安。
So verse 4 says, trust in the Lord always, for the Lord God is the eternal rock.
对，我们来读一下那个26章的第四节哈。永远信靠主，王，因为耶和华是永
久的磐石。 So this means to trust in all times, every state, every condition, times of struggle, temptation, all times, even when it seems dark.
对，这种信任是无时无刻不在的，在一个状态，一个。在一个任何一个状态下，包括在斗争和诱惑，或者甚至是看似黑暗的时候。
So I'm going to skip over. I had the lyrics to that song about trusting in the rock. I just kind of skip over that from now and go on to because God is always there. He is that rock.
我就是本来想继续分享这个。信任你这个歌的一些歌词，我想把它略过了，因为这个神始终在那里，始终是值得我们信靠。
I think that song expressed that well. So verse 5, he humbles the proud and brings down the arrogant city, he brings it down to the dust.
对，我们这样吧，我发现一节读的不太顺，我们干脆从第五节读完第九节，大家就说我说的那个，你们就自己再看一下，我们就一起读，从第五节读到第九节哈，我们就把读完。他使住在高处的与高城一并败落，将城拆毁拆平，直到尘埃，要被脚践踏，就是被困苦人的脚和穷乏人的脚践踏。义人道是正直的，你为正直的主，必修平义人的路。耶和华，我们在你行审判的路上等候你，我们心里所羡慕的是你的名，就是你可纪念的名。夜间我心中羡慕你，我里面应切切寻求你，因为你在世上行审判的时候，地上的居民就学习公义。
All that was
when we read all of that,
okay,
that's easy because then they will just when we arrive to the first, they will just look at it by themselves.
There you go.
Okay.
Isaiah contrasts the city of God with the city of man. And you can say Isaiah contrasts the unrighteous city with the righteous city.
对，以赛亚将上帝的城和世俗的城进行对比。这个你也可以说是以赛亚把这个正义的城和不正义的城进行对比。
So what follows is an account of another city described as lofty, its inhabitants as dwelling on high, but who are brought down, trampled on by the feet of the poor and the needy.
对，接下来一节描述就是说，这个对另外一个城的描述，就是在所谓在高处的城，因为它被描述为在高处，它的居民也住在高处，但是它是被穷人和有需要的人，被这个踩踏和这个击败哈。
It's probably interesting that the Jews of Jesus' times may have understood that lofty city to be Rome,
对，在耶稣时代的犹太人可能把这些这个崇高的城理解为罗马城。
However, if we look beyond ourselves and the prophecies, even in Revelation, there's talk of a mystical city that represents the world whose inhabitants are proud and boastful.
对，如果我们如果这个超越自我，我们这个甚至会在启示录中看到这样的预言，就这个预言谈到了一座神秘的城。它代表了这个世界这个居民的自豪和自夸。
So verse 6 says, the poor and oppressed trampled it underfoot, and the needy walk all over it.
对，那我就一个人来读一下第六节哈，他说要被践踏的，要被脚践踏，就是被困苦的人的脚和群发人的脚践踏。
As Gary mentioned last week, these are really not Israelites in a literal sense, or as one commentator says, but are the righteous. And in Romans 2, Gary was talking about, it's the one who is a true Jew, whose heart is right with God.
这些不是字面意义上的以色列人，正如一个评论家说的，是义人，是罗马书第二章所说的那样，一个真正的犹太人，就是一个与神同在的人。
So it's not unreasonable, these words seem to suggest the true people of God will be greatly struggling in this arrogant city before the new Jerusalem is put in place.
对，这些话似乎表明，在新耶路撒冷城建成之前，上帝的子民要将在这个傲慢的城市中历经煎熬。
You know, I'll add one thing if I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I think it's not uncommon for us to say, well, Christians, we don't deserve this. Well, this is what's the fallen world. This is around us.
其实作为这个真正信靠基督的人呢，我们是不应该受到这样的煎熬，这样的试验哈。但是呢，这就是我们周围这个世界是实际上是这么运行的。
Even so, God uses poor and weak people to do his work, and he raises them up. He exalts them in many ways.
Yeah.
In his way.
即便如此呢，上帝使用贫困和软弱的人给他做工，就是为了来提升他们这个到高的这个地位哈。
So verse 7 says, but for those who are righteous, the way is not steep and rough. You are a God who does what is right, and you smooth out the path ahead of them.
第七节啊，这个以赛亚书26章第七节，义人的道是正直的，你为正直的主，必修平义人的路。
So Isaiah tells us of a divine path, God's path. It's level, it's straight, it's God's path because it's righteous, because He is righteous.
以赛亚告诉我们，就神圣的道路，就是神的道路是平坦而笔直的。神的道路是公义的，因为神他是一个公义的神。
We walk in God's path by keeping our minds fixed on Him, but you know, I personally feel like that we can get off that path sometimes, and we don't have our minds fixed on Him, and we forget who we are in Christ.
我们走在上帝的道路上，将我们的思想聚集在他身上。但我个人认为，如果我们不把思想集中在他的身上，而忘记我们在基督里的这个身份哈，这个做门徒的身份的话，那么我们有可能会偏离上帝的道。
But someday, God will put these guardrails up. If you've ever bowled, you know what keeps your ball on the path for a little kid. These guardrails, God will put those up.You won't be able to get off the path. You won't be able to bowl a gutter ball.
对，总有一天哈，就神会给我们提供一条完全有护栏的这个小路哈，让我们去走他的路。就像这个小孩子打保龄球的时候，他有一个架子，这个架子呢，就是会让那个保龄球呢，就是不会掉落， 会这个平滑的这个这个把球打出去。
It won't be a steep and rough path. It'll be one that we were appointed for and directed to walk in. A different path than the world presents.
就是这个上帝给的这个保护的这个道路是不是很早的，而是非常平滑的，是保证我们可以到达我们所要去的目的地的。
And the path we will walk will be walked uprightly according to the gospel of Christ. Worthy of his calling, it's upright and we're in entire agreement with his justice and his truth.
就是这个道路是与世界不同的啊，这个就是这个神的道路，就是根据耶稣基督的这个福音，就是行事正直，配得上他的称号，他是正直的，是完全符合正义和真理的。
And it's because God is just and true. He has a special love for those who He has made righteous through Christ.
就是因为上帝是公正和真实的，他特别的爱那些，因为耶稣而称义的人。
The reason why this path is just is because God is just by Himself.
正义之道所以平坦，是因为这是这个主亲自造的。
Again, we need to be able to explain to people God's judgment is righteous. Okay?
对，我们需要每个人都需要知道的是，神的这个审判是基于正义的。
Now, verse 8 says, In the path of your judgment, O Lord, we wait for you. Your name and remembrance are the desire of our soul.
以赛亚书26章第8节是这样的，耶和华呀，我们在你行审判的路上等候你，我们心里所羡慕的是你的名，就是你那可纪念的名。
So,We need to understand this, that this path that we're on is one that requires patience. We have to wait for some things. But now there's a couple of questions we may want to ask about the intent of this verse 8. How we do this and why we do it.
这个就是基于这个第八节，刚刚读的第八节啊，就是我们可能会问几个问题，就是说我们如何做到这一点，我们为什么要做到这一点。
And it may be necessary here to answer the second part of this question before we can answer the first part.
就是对这个问题，其实我们可能先要明白我们为什么要这个就是走上帝的路，然后再去理解我们怎样去走上帝的路。
We could say to just check out our why before our how. Only when our motive, this talks about in verse 8, is to desire the glory of God, can we possibly wait on this path?
就是我们需要明白为什么之前再去理解去怎么做。只有当我们这个知道第八节这个所说的动机是渴望神的荣耀的时候，我们才可能在神的审判的道路上等候。
We don't know when this time is. I mean, it could be tomorrow, it could be 1,000 years, whatever. But the point of it is, we're waiting on this path of God.
对，我们不知道这个时候是明天还是后天还是什么时候，我们不清楚。但是我们所能做的就是在这里静静的等候。
So the real question is not do we perfectly wait on this path, but is it our desire? And if it is it to glorify God and His name, not our own?
对，就是说在我们真正的这个核心不是说我们要完美的在这里等待这个神的这个审判，而是我们有这样有着这个等待神审判的这个意愿和愿望， 这个我们这样做是因为想要荣耀神的名，而不是想这个荣耀我们自己的名。
The desire of their souls that Isaiah is speaking of is for his name and remembrance of it.
对，就是这个信靠人这个灵魂的这个愿望哈，就是就像以赛亚说的，是因为神的名和对神的这个纪念。
It was that they would continue to desire him, seek after him, seeing righteousness was to be learned by his judgments.
就是他们这个神的子民会继续的等待和渴慕他，寻求他，因为在他等待的他的审判的过程中可以学会到什么是公义。
Can we all say this? We desire him to be famous. We desire him to be admired, loved, worshipped by all the people of the world.
对，其实我们可以说就是希望神的名得以彰显，我们也希望神的名可以受到世界各地人民的这个钦佩、爱戴和崇拜。
So God's plan is not only to desire his name and fame above all things,but also to make that desire the motive for everything we do.
对，神的计划不仅仅是渴望他的名高于一切，而是希望这种渴望可以成为我们每个人行事为人的一个动机。
That's the force behind every good deed, every act of love, and this could be said for the waiting in his path of righteousness. That's our motive.
对，就是在做每件好事背后的力量，还有在每个爱的行为的举动的这个 motion 哈，然后就是说我们可以在他爱的公义的道路上有所等候。
So it's a little bit of a tricky and a serious matter to make sure my motive of having my desire satisfiedIs not in my doing it, but receiving it from him.
就是确定我们每个人动机，不是因为了满足我们自己的欲望，而也不是为了寻求自私自利啊，而是我们要意味到等候耶和华的审判是件非常严肃的事情。
You probably realize this, but your salvation is to glorify God. Your justification was to glorify God. Your new birth to glorify God. Your growing in faith is to God the glory.
对，我们需要每个人都需要明白的是，你的救恩是为了荣耀神，你的这个称义，是为了荣耀神，你的这个新生是为了荣耀神，你的成圣或者信心的成长。也是为了荣耀神。
So we'll finish with verse 9. With my soul I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me I will seek you early. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness.
我来读一下以赛亚书26章第9节啊。在夜间我心中羡慕你，我里面的灵切切寻求你。因为你在世上行审判的时候，地上的居民就学习公义。
Figuratively speaking, here is talking about my desires to pray before God in the night, just to call out to Him.
对，形象的说，就是我的灵哈，在渴望在夜间向上帝祈祷。
For Israel, their captivity. Oh, it got louder. Their captivity was certainly like the night, and even for the Jewish and Gentile people, the darkness preached before Jesus came was much to be like the night.
这个以色列啊，对以色列他们的被掳就如同黑夜一样，或者说犹太人和外邦人，这个在对犹太人和外邦人，他们经历黑暗的时代，在耶稣来临之前。
To continue seeking the Lord night and day, and the presence of Christ, communion with Him, and discoveries of His love, more and more of His grace.
对，继续夜以继日的寻求主和耶稣的同在，与他这个沟通，发现他的爱，以及他越来越多的恩典。
It's not talking about the, you know, the wicked people or the lost people of the world. It's talking about the saints, that are in the world, upright ones, the family of God.
对，我们不是在谈论世界上的那些这个有罪的人，而是在谈论这个世界上的圣徒，正直的人，教会和教会的成员。
By doing this, we learn what a righteous God He is. We learn what insufficiently our own deeds are, and the need to look to Jesus for that righteousness.
对，通过这样呢，我们知道什么是公义，什么是公义的神。我们也真正只有通过耶稣基督才能知道什么是正义，也才能去过那个正义和敬虔的生活。
One last verse, I'll skip down a few, I'm sure you don't have it on there, but it's the 12th verse of 26, which says, Lord, you established peace for us, all that we have accomplished, you have done for us.
我们来读一下这个，就是本章的这个12节哈，就是跳过来一章节，我们一起读吧，这应该是最后一个章节了，12节哈。耶和华呀，你必派定我们得平安，因为我们所做的事都是你给我们成就的。
I leave you with that because Isaiah does, I do, many of you to each other encourage each other to fix our minds on God, to have His perfect peace. And we realize that being able to do that, it doesn't depend on us. It depends on us yielding to the Holy Spirit to do that in us.
对，就是以赛亚所在以赛亚在他这个书章是这么说的，我也是在这么讨论的，大家也可能是这么想的，就是以赛亚的确是在鼓励我们将我们每个人的思想集中在神他的身上。以来获得他的平安的平安，完美的平安。我们只有能够意识到这一点，才能够真正我们不仅要意识到这一点，而且要就是我们要确实的在神的面前，要臣服在神的面前，我们才能够去真正的有机会获得神的给我们的平安。
So I hope we realize, and I tell myself all the time, doing anything worthy of Christ's calling is done by Him in my life through His Holy Spirit.
对，就是我们要真正的意识到，就是去做在耶稣他所召唤的这个有意义的事情，来通过他呢，来过一个这个神圣而敬虔的生活。
Let's close in prayer. Father, I pray that just as Isaiah spoke over 2,000 years ago, 2,700 years ago, that it's the same for us now. We need to wait on you. We want to encourage ourselves and each other to do that, to keep our minds fixed on you. We realize that it's you working in our lives, and we realize that it's to you to be all glory. We do want your name to be carried throughout the world to people in our own country or other countries, all the people of the world to know you and know how much they're loved, and to know that Jesus has died for their sins. All they have to do is receive that. So let us receive your love today in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.